Regulation principle. Your name is Tukaram. The great temple was
Tukaram.
Yes. T-U-K-R-A-M.
Okay. Tukaram. Yeah.
Thank you.
Aham,
करिष्यामि
करिष्यामि
दुरंता
दुरंता
पारम
पारम
तमो
तमो
मुकुंदांगी
मुकुंदांगी
निशे
निशे
वैव
वैव
Now, you read the merits of the
meaning.
Meaning and everything else.
Become this. Samastaya, taking shelter of. Paratma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nistam, firm conviction. Upasitam, worshipped by. Purvatamai, by previous acharyas. Mahadvi, great. Aham, myself. Kalisyami, shall cross over. Durantapara, insurmountable. Tamo, the darkness of ignorance. Mukundangri, the lotus feet of Mukunda, who gives all liberations. Nisivaiva, simply by worshipping. Translation. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of darkness, of ignorance, simply by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Mukunda, who gives all kinds of liberations and was worshipped by many great previous acharyas. Purport. There are 64 kinds of rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, out of which to accept the uniform dress of a Srindandi Kanyar is also an important item. One who accepts this order of life, surely by rendering service unto the Supreme Lord, becomes eligible to cross over the insurmountable ocean of ignorance. All previous sages used to accept such order of life, and later, Acharya, Vishnu Swami, adopted this order of life and firm conviction in the matter of devotional service. Those who are unalloyed devotees, they add one more staff along with the original three. This extra one is representation of the living entity. There is another sect who are known as Ekadandi sect. They misunderstand the purpose of Tridanda. And by such deviation, Srivaswami Sannyasi, who claims to belong to the Vishnu Swami sect, turn to be impersonalist and follow the footsteps of Shankaracharya, accepting only the Ekadanda. Instead of naming themselves out of the 108 names of Vaishnava Sannyasis, this Srivaswami sect accepts 10 names of the Sannyasi, following Shankaracharya. Lord Chaitanya, although in terms of the then practice, accepted a Kandangi Sannyasa order, by his acceptance of Tridangi Sannyasa is understood. This mantra was first chanted by a learned Brahmin of Avantipur after being very much disgusted in this materialistic way of life. This happened long, long years ago because it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, which was composed by Vyasadeva at least 5,000 years ago. So it is to be concluded, therefore, that this Tridandi Sannyasin order is coming down since a time long years ago. And within 500 years of time, Lord Chaitanya adopted this order of life. And in the latest years, His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, adopted it personally and made many of His disciples Tridandi Sannyasis. We are also following His footsteps, and the purport of this mantra is that the Ekadandi Sannyasi is devoid of paramanista, which is explained above. In other words, impersonalists cannot have any faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they prefer to merge into the impersonal Brahman effulgence, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we do not find any mention of a Kandanda Sannyasa. This Tridanda Sannyasa is accepted, therefore, as standard. Lord Chaitanya accepts Srimad Bhagavatam as the supreme authority. Under the circumstances, persons who accept Lord Chaitanya as a Kandangi Sannyasi are mistaken. So following the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, still the Tridandi Sannyasins are in existence, keeping the sacred thread and Sika intact, distinct from the Mayavadi Ikidandi Sannyasis who give up the sacred thread and Sika. They have no inclination to render service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Being very much disgusted by the materialistic way of life, they do not understand the purpose of the Sannyas order. But those who are strictly followers of the Vaishnava principles, they do not accept the Mayavadi way of Sannyas. In the sect of Lord Chaitanya, the most venerable learned scholar known as Gadadhar Pandit Goswami accepted this Tridandi Sannyas order, and he offered this facility to his disciple known as Sri Madhava Upadhyaya. This Madhav Acharya is the origin of the Vallabhacharya sect. One of the six Goswamis, Gopal Bhakta Goswami, who is the authority of Vaishnava regulations, was initiated by another Tridandi Sannyasi known as Prabodhananda Saraswati. Therefore, this Sannyasi order is completely in pursuance of Vaishnava authority. Kling Gopi Jana Baba Aswayaya Namah.
This is the extra mantra. Got it. Kling Gopi Jana Baba Aswayaya Namah. Kling Gopi Jana Baba
Kling Gopi Jana Baba
Aswayaya Namah.
Aswayaya Namah.
So, Sannyas. Sannyas, the derivative meaning is Sat Nyas. Sat means the supreme truth. Om Tat Sat. Here in this material world, everything is relative truth. Nothing is absolute truth. The absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of God. Absolute truth is a person like us, but he is the Supreme Person. That is the Vedic information. Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana. Nitya means Chitan. We living entities, we are all eternal. That is very nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita. Na hannati hannamane sarire. Those who are under the impression that after finishing annihilation of this body, everything is finished, they are not in perfect knowledge. The living entity continues to exist, either in this body or in another body. Just like very simple example we can understand. All of us sitting here, we had is a small baby body. I existed, you existed in that baby body, but that body is not now existing, but I am existing. I know that I existed in a baby body, I existed in a boyhood body, I existed in a youthhood body, now I am existing in this old age body. Similarly, when this body is finished, I shall again exist in another body. This is the right conclusion. Therefore, na hannate hannavane sarire. After the destruction of this body, atma, or the spirit soul, is not destroyed or annihilated. He continues. So, atma vastu, that atma is also part and parcel of the supreme truth. So, now, at the present moment, I am given to this misunderstanding that I am this body. Sannyas means to give up this false concept of bodily concept of life and surrender. Nyas means renounce. Renounce everything for the sake of Krishna, the Absolute Person. This is called sannyas. Actually, this is the beginning of my liberated activities. Sannyas means that living entity is active. Living entity for a second cannot be inactive. You will know that even in sleeping, we are active. We dream, we go somewhere, we see something. Although the body is silent, I, the spirit soul, I create another subtle body, and with that subtle body, I create so many things and try to enjoy it or suffer. Therefore, a living entity is not inactive even for a second. So these activities, when they are performed in the bodily concept of life, I am this body, I am Indian, I am Japanese, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. In this way, so long we act on this bodily concept of life, it is called material existence. But when we understand that we are not this body, I am still soul, and on this understanding, I understand that I am the part and parcel of the Supreme Absolute Person. That is called Brahma Bhuta situation. It is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shuchati na kaanthati. So this word is very tender age. He has renounced this material life. He has got young wife, but still he has given up with mutual consent. The wife also has agreed that you take her nest for the service of Krishna. So this is actually renouncement. Young boy, young man, everyone wants young wife, enjoy this material life, but he has renounced everything. This is great sacrifice. In spite of presence of young wife and facilities for material enjoyment, one who renounces for the sake of serving Krishna, he is sannyas. He is called sannyas. Param vishyani vattate. For better service, he ceases to act material. Param vishyani vattate. That is sannyas. He is therefore called Gosha. His name is from this day, Sudama Das Gosha. Because Go means the sense, and Swami means the master. at the present moment, in the materialistic concept of life, everyone is servant of the senses. Everyone acts by the dictation of the senses. Therefore, they can be called, in other words, as godas, servant of the senses. So instead of becoming servant of the senses, one has to become the master of the senses. That is called Gosha. Master of the senses. So how to become master of the senses? Senses are very strong. How one can become master? The simple method is, when one engages his senses in the service of the Supreme Law, it is automatically controlled. It is automatically controlled. The sense is one. This is your mind. If your mind is absorbed in certain subjects, you cannot divert your mind to another subject. Sometimes if your mind is engaged in some serious business, you are thinking, and some friend has come before you, cannot see. You ask him, Mr. Prasam sir, don't you see me? Oh, you have come. That means the senses, which the chief sense is the mind. If you can engage your mind to Krishna, in the service of Krishna, Savai Manas Krishna Padar Vinda, then your senses are all automatically controlled. Because mind is the chief sense. Under the mind, all other senses, namely the eyes, the ears, the nose, the hands, the legs, they work. If one is absent-minded, he cannot work nicely. Because mind is absent. Not in order. Therefore, our method of controlling the senses is to engage the senses in the service of the law. The first engagement should be the mind should be always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. They are always engaged. These words, they are always engaged, just like in offering or chant to the deities from early morning up to 10 o'clock at night, and then they go to rest. Again, rise early in the morning. So somebody is engaged in cleansing the temple, somebody is engaged in dressing the deity, somebody is engaged in cooking for the deity, somebody is engaged going in Tokyo City for distributing literature, somebody is performing kirtan here, somebody is reading our various books. In this way, we have got 25 hours engagement. It is not 24 hours. So mind cannot go outside Krishna. That is called Krishna Pada. Don't allow the mind go out of Krishna's service. And this is sannyas. Practically, anyone who is engaged in this Krishna consciousness business is a sannyas. Never mind what is his dress. He may be in a dress of a family man, householder, or he may be in the dress of a sannyasi. Everyone is engaged in Krishna service. Therefore, in the essential sense, everyone is sannyas. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Anasita karma phalam kajyam karma karoti ja sa sannyasi. The Lord Himself is giving the definition of sannyas. What is that? Anasitam karma phalam. Karma means action. whatever you do, there must be some reaction. Whatever it is, you do something very fast, or you do something which is deeper, there will be some resultant action. But if you don't take shelter of the resultant action, anastika karmam, karma phalam, karma phalam means resultant action of your activity, you don't take shelter of that action, good or bad. Karjam, it is my duty. Karjam karma karoti ja. In this way, one who acts, personality. Everyone is trying to enjoy the result of his action. Suppose you are doing some business and you get very huge profit. So, you take this profit for enjoyment. But one who does not take the profit, he is sannyasi. He may be engaged in business. He may make profit $1,000 per month or more than that. But he does not take even a price or even a cent out of it. He is a sannyasi. So, in a man, in ordinary worldly life, a businessman, or in any other occupation, he can also become sannyasi, provided he does not enjoy the profit out of it. Then where the profit will go? It will be thrown out in the street? No. It should be given to Krishna. So the real purpose is that whatever you do, jatvaroshi, whatever you eat, jatasnasi, whatever you sacrifice, jatjuhoshi, whatever jatvadasi, whatever you give in charity. Because these things are ordinary activities. Krishna says, purushatam madarpanam, you give me that. If you are eating, the food must be given to me first. If you are working, the result and profit should be given to me. Or even loss, that will also be given to me. Jat parasi, jat asnasi, jat juhosi, whatever sacrificing, jat asijat, whatever is given in charity, so give it to me. This is sannyas. There is no prohibition to act in any way. Just like Arjuna, he was a warrior, fighter. But he fought for Krishna. That was his sannyas. Although he appears to be a householder, fighting for his own interest, but he was declining to fight for his own interest. When Krishna convinced him that this fight is arranged by me, Krishna, and I want this fight, then Arjuna fought. Oh, he understood that it is to be fought for Krishna, not for my self-interest. And because he fought for Krishna, he is a sannyasi. So, this is the technique of Krishna consciousness, and anyone who is ready to act for Krishna, not for his personal sake, he is a sannyasi. So, actually, anyone in this institution, they are all acting for Krishna, but this sannyasi order is accepted in pursuance of the great acharyas, as we have already explained. Great asana. So, for preaching work, especially in India, preachers are generally condemned. And I know that even in Buddha philosophy, a Buddhist, a person following Buddhist religion, he has to take sannyas at least for some time. Is it not? Any Buddhist here?
Yes.
He has to take sannyas first. Some years, again he may come back to household of life. So he says, sannyas order is Vedic order. Lord Buddha appeared in India and he inaugurated the Buddha philosophy. There is also sannyas. Bhikkhu, that's all bhikkhu. Buddha bhikkhu. So this is a spiritual order. Otherwise, anyone who is acting in Krishna consciousness is a sannyasi. That is practical sannyasi. So our Sudama Das Goswami Maharaj, from this day, he is already engaged in preaching Krishna consciousness. He will now take a special advantage and preach all over the world Krishna consciousness and make his life successful. That is the mantra. Itam samasthaya parathanishtham. Oh, parathanishtham means working for the Supreme. Means adhyasitam pudbatamai mahadhi. Pudbatamai mahadhi, many great acharyas. So we are coming through parampara system. So we, at the present moment, we are Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas. His spiritual master, Ishwarpuri, was also a sannyasi. His spiritual master, Madhavendra Puri, was sannyasi. My spiritual master was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. He was also sannyasi. I was also sannyasi. So in this way, by the disciplic succession, we accept the sannyas order. That is a formality. We have to follow the formality. And this Tridandi sannyas, this danda rod, is consisting of four rods. Three rods means the body, mind, karmana, manasa, vasa. Karmana means working, manasa by thinking, vacha by talking. Everything should be for Krishna. And there is another rod, that is the living entity. So within this package, there are four rods symbolizing mind, body, and words. Word is very important thing. Now preaching will be through words. By presenting words. Vaikuntha gunan varnan. Vachansi vaikuntha gunan varnan. Savai manatusna padaravindu. Vachansi vaikuntha gunan varnan. Vachansi. Our talk should be all engaged in describing the glories of the Lord. That is the proper use of our tongue. Otherwise, there are frogs also. They are vibrating, kakaka, kakaka, kakaka. That kind of vibration is simply inviting death. You know, in every country, there are frogs, especially in rainy season. They enjoy. They think we are now enjoying life. By kakar kong, kakar kong. So the result is that the snake, the darkness, they cannot see where is the frog, but by the sound, he can understand here is the frog. And he comes and swallows it. So our discussing, nonsense talking, whole day and night, in the assembly, in the conference, in business, in so many ways, we are talking, kakarka. The result is that we are inviting death very soon. But if we chant Hare Krishna mantra and engage our talking for glorifying the Lord, then death cannot touch. Nityana just means we are making our way to become immune from death. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti mameti pamti. Those are talking nonsense. They will have to accept some sort of body, either human body or animal body or tree body or demigod body. He has to take any body. But those are talking of Krishna always. To understand Krishna and to make others to understand Krishna, they are not going to do that. For them, janma karma me jivam je jala tita suka. Who is free unless one knows Krishna, why he appears, janma? Why he disappears, janma karma? Why he works in the war field, a battlefield of Purushatra, karma? Or so many karmas, Krishna when he was present. So, unless one understands why Krishna comes and works like that, why he comes, janma karma me jivam, but they are all transcendent. Yojanasitattva. Anyone who knows perfectly well, he can preach. Otherwise, what he will talk? He'll have to talk about Krishna. If we do not know about the activities of Krishna, then what we shall talk? So, this talking of Krishna, Bhātāvṣu-vaikuṇṭha-gunāna-vannade, will make him immortal. It is not the frogs crowing. The frogs crowing will gradually lead him to death. But this kind of transcendental glorifying vibration will make him immune from death, will elevate to the eternal life, blissful life. Therefore this mantra, Aham tarishyami duranta param. Tomo mukunnan in sevaji. By accepting this order of life, I shall cross over the knee signs of darkness. Tomo mukunnan ri. Mukunda. Krishna's another name is Mukunda. Muk means liberation. Ananda. He gives liberation and ananda. Eternal bliss. So angry means lotus feet. So by worshipping, by studying the lotus feet of Krishna, I shall cross over the dark ocean of nirvana, aham tarishyami. How? By talking about Krishna. Vācārsi vaikuntha gunāna vannade. Simply by describing the Vaikuntha world. In the morning we are now having class describing about the nature of Vaikuntha world, how it is constituted, what kind of population there are, how they live, how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is lived with Goddess of Fortune. These things are you discussing in the morning from 7 to 8. So, those are interesting. They come. There is a Vaikuntha world. Vaikuntha. Vigata kuntha, jasmat. Vigata means God. Kuntha means anxiety. Vigata. Here, everything is full of anxiety. Here, this is not Vaikuntha. This is kuntha. Anxiety. Sada samadvigna dhyan. Samadvigna. Samadvigna is full of anxiety. Everyone, even a bird. He is also not peaceful. If he comes to take some food from the ground, the bird sees this way, that way, that way. Kuntha, all his anxiety. He is not one coming to kill me. Therefore you will find the bird kingless being. No anxiety left. Nobody. Either human being, animal, bird, beast, everyone. Therefore it is called kuntha. Full of anxiety. But there is another world, but there is no kuntha. Everyone is free. Some of us trying to become free from all kinds of anxiety. But that is not possible here. We can become free from all kinds of anxiety when we get to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it is not possible. We are aspiring. Every one of us aspiring how to become free of anxiety. But that can be done only when we take shelter of the Vaikuntha path. Vaikuntha path, Vaikuntheshwara. So, so long we are accepting asat, asat vihar. Here in this material world, everything is temporary. Suppose this body, your body, my body. This is called asat. Asat means temporary. It will not exist. So because they have accepted everything which will not exist, therefore we are full of anxiety. This is the full derivation of anxiety. And if we take the sort which will exist, and we sacrifice everything for that, that is called sannyasi. Sort, nasi, sannyasi. If we accept a thought, then we will be full of anxiety, and if we accept thought, then we will be free of anxiety. This is the secret of spiritual life. So, we can invite every one of you. We have opened this temple in this country. We invite all Japanese boys and girls, young men. I especially invite them because they can understand. Old men, they are sophisticated. They, whatever they have understood, it will take 100 years to forget. But young men, they are inquisitive, they are receptive, they can easily, practically, all over the world, all our followers, disciples, students, they are all young men. Or teenagers, some of them about 25 years or 30 years, but no old men. That is the special feature of this movement. Who, in all countries, we have got branches all over America, all over Europe, all over Canada, Australia, and in your country also, we are now making progress gradually. We have got center here. We are thinking of opening one center in Kyoto. Kyoto? What is that?
Kyoto.
Kyoto. So, gradually, as we drive, we shall enhance our activities, Krishna consciousness, try to understand. We have got books. We have got philosophy. It is appreciated all over the world. So, thank you for your coming here and joining this ceremony, and we shall continue to invite you more and more and continue. Thank you.
Well,